EFT for perfectionism. Just a few words about perfectionism is that I see it come up a lot with work with clients, and I struggle with it myself. And it usually shows up in a couple of ways. One is that it can end up with us spending way too much time on a task because we want to make sure it's perfect before we move on. And that becomes problematic because then we end up falling behind or we don't get to other important tasks that we need to take care of. And the second way I see it is that because we get worried that it's not going to be perfect, we don't get started. You know, the task of making something perfect can feel impossible. And so both of these outcomes are not very useful. You know, I know that's an understatement. And at its core, perfectionism is really about us trying to keep ourselves safe, protecting ourselves in some way. So here's a tap along routine, remembering that as we go, you can repeat out loud as I go along, and you can always change the phrases to anything that resonates more for you. So diving in and taking full responsibility for your own well-being, begin tapping on the karate chop point on the outside of the hand and repeat after me. Even though I feel this need to be perfect, I choose to love and accept myself anyway. Even though I feel I need to be perfect, I choose to love and honor myself just as I am. Even though I want things to be perfect, I feel a need to get it right every time. And I don't feel that failure is an option. At least not for me. I choose to deeply and completely love, honor, and accept myself. And anyone else who may have taught me along the way that I needed to be perfect. Now tapping through the points beginning on the top of the head. This need to be perfect. Between the eyes, this need to get it right. Outside of the eyes, every single time. Under the eye, this need for perfection. Under the nose, where failure just isn't an option. On the chin, means if I'm not sure that I'm going to succeed. Collarbone, sometimes I don't even try. Under the arm, it means I won't do things if I can't do them perfectly. Top of the head, which leaves me not doing a lot of things that I want to do. Between the eyes, and there's a part of me that feels afraid. Outside of the eye, that things will end badly if I don't do them perfectly. Under the eye, or that people might judge me. Under the nose, or think I'm just not good enough. On the chin, they might not even trust me. Collarbone, if it's not perfect. Under the arm, yet there's another part of me that feels. Top of the head, I might be missing out on life. Between the eyes, because if things can only get started. Outside of the eye, if I'm going to do them perfectly. Under the eye, then there are a lot of things that I just won't get done. Under the nose, yet how many successful people get it right every time? on the chin. Maybe I don't always have to get it right. On the collarbone. Maybe it's more important that I get started. Under the arm. So I choose to take action. Top of the head, even if I might not do it right. Between the eyes. I'll certainly try to do it right. Outside of the eye. I'll do it as well as I possibly can. Under the eye. And even if it's not perfect. Under the nose. I still choose to love and accept myself. On the chin. I could say I forgive myself for not being perfect. On the collarbone. What if this doesn't require forgiveness? Under the arm. What if I'm okay just as I am? Top of the head. So I'm clearing this need to be perfect. Between the eyes, clearing it at a cellular level. Clearing it outside of the eye. Clearing it all the way back through my past. Under the eye. And any times I was told that I needed to be perfect. Under the nose, by myself or by others. On the chin, and who taught me that anyway? On the collarbone, were they perfect? Under the arm, maybe that's why I felt they wanted me to be perfect. Top of the head, maybe along the line, someone else needed me to be perfect. Between the eyes, maybe some of this fear of not being perfect isn't even mine. Outside of the eyes, it's what it meant about them if I wasn't perfect. Under the eye, wherever it comes from. Under the nose, all this fear of not being perfect. On the chin, I'm letting it go with love and forgiveness. On the collarbone, and as I clear this need to be perfect. Under the arm, I become much more aware. Top of the head, that I'm already perfect. Between the eyes, just as I am. Outside of the eyes, and even when there are so-called flaws. Under the eye, there's a divine perfection even in that. Under the nose, and I don't know if it's even possible to be perfect. On the chin, but it's certainly possible to be excellent. Collarbone, so I'll strive for excellence. Under the arm, and I'm clearing what stops me. Top of the head, clearing any fear that's in my way. Between the eyes, setting myself free to be excellent. Outside of the eye, letting go of any old need to be perfect. Under the eye, I'll get it as right as I can. under the nose, and there's no such thing as failure. On the chin, there's only feedback. Collarbone, and it's hard to get better without that feedback. Under the arm, so I'm risking imperfection. Top of the head, so as to get better and better. Between the eyes, I'm on the upward spiral. Outside of the eyes, being patient with myself as I get better. Under the eye, and I won't be stingy with my gifts. Under the nose, because I have gifts and talents to share with the world. On the chin, and sometimes I withhold them. Collarbone, for fear of not being perfect. Under the arm, as I let go of that need to be perfect. Top of the head, I allow myself to share my gifts in a bigger way. Between the eyes, and that's so much better than perfection. Outside of the eyes, sharing my gifts is wonderful. Under the nose, and my gifts will be perfect for some people. On the chin, just as they are. Collarbone, and not so much for other people. Under the arm, and that's okay. Top of the head, I don't need to be right for everyone. Between the eyes, and I don't need to be perfect. Outside of the eye, I choose to just be wonderful. Under the eye, which is what I already am. Under the nose, and I'm clearing any doubts about that. On the chin, in body, mind, and spirit. Take a deep breath. Exhale it out. Shake it out if you need to. And feel free to tap along as often as you need, adjusting the phrases so that they resonate for what's coming up with you in the moment. And I hope you have a great day.